We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Samach Vav Sif Zayin. Says the Mechaber, In Eim Imo Shum Echad Mikol Elu. If he does not have a non-Jew, a chamor, a chereshota, or a katan with him, then Yitaltalano Pachos Me Arba Amos. He should stop every dollar Amos on his walking. The Mishnah Berurah says that this requires you to literally stop. And stopping your body from walking is as though you put down the object within 4 amos, and therefore you were only over on an Isser Durabanan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some who are machmir and require you to not only stop, but actually sit or place the object which you are carrying on the ground. They were matir this because of pseida, because of loss, and because a person is baholam amono, as we saw earlier, and if we don't allow him to do this, then he will be over on a greater Isser. However, this kula only helps you with havarat da'alan amos rishas harabim, with walking in the rishas harabim, but it does not help you with getting from the rishas harabim to the rishas hayachid. So therefore, even in this situation, when you get close to the rishas hayachid, when you get close to your home, you have to throw the object, whatever you are carrying in, kil'achar yad, into your home, so that you will only be over on Isser Durabanan in that situation as well, which they will be mekel on, as we said, b'makom hefsed and adam bahol al-mamona. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah adds, if you could involve another person in this pachos pachos me'ar ba'amos, in which case it would be shnaim she'asua, two people doing a malacha, that is even better. Continuing in the Mechaber, davka kisa o'metziya shebaliyado. This is only talking about a situation where you were carrying your wallet, or an object which you found and you already had before Shabbos began. Avalim lo baliyado lo, but if you found it on Shabbos, then these heterim, these kulas, would not apply because we do not have the hefsed or adam bahala mamono since it does not really belong to you yet. Sivchas yesh omrim, the davka mi shehichshech lo b'derech, she'asavar she'adayin yeshehus b'yom. Some say that these kulas only apply to someone who thought they had enough time to get home for Shabbos, but it just so happened that they were incorrect. But someone who went out before nighttime, knowing that they wouldn't be able to make it home in time, and they forgot and they carried something with them into Rosh Hazarabim, we do not have any of the kulas that we have mentioned in this siman. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Elia Rabba, who brings from the Rashba that the kulas apply even to this person, and the Mishnah Berurah says that Yesh Lismoch al Zeh. If you get to the outer courtyard, you can take those objects which are not muksa off of the chamor. Those things which are muksa, you untie whatever it is that is holding the objects on, and the objects fall on their own. If you were carrying glass objects which were muksa, such as these dirty glasses, which are not ready to be used at all, and therefore they are muksa, and if you do what we just said to do to muksa items, that you just let them fall on their own, they will break. You are allowed to place pillows and blankets underneath them so that they will fall on the pillows and blankets and will not break. Vidavka b'masaos ketanim sheyachol hashamtam mitachteihen. This is only referring to something where, when you let it fall onto the pillows and blankets, it is light enough that you will be able to pull out the pillows and blankets afterwards, and the objects will not break. They are not considered a basis ladavara aser, since they did not have the muksa objects upon them during Bein Hashmashos, as we will see later on in Simen Shin Tes. And the Mishnah Berurah says that they were matir bitul kli mehechano l'sha'a in order to prevent the shvira mishum hefseid. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this really only applies to kelim which have a hefsed meruba, but a smaller hefsed, they were not matir bitul kli mehechano even l'fi sha'a. Only b'makom hefsed meruba were they matir bitul kli mehechano l'sha'a. And therefore, avalim heim gedolim, says the Mechaber, if they're larger objects, she'eno yachol lishmar hakar mitachteihem, where you will not be able to pull out the pillows from underneath them, aser la'anicham tachteihem, you cannot place pillows and blankets underneath for the objects to fall on, m'neishim avatol kli mehechano, because, as we saw earlier, there is this iser of avatol kli mehechano, of causing something to not have its regular function anymore. And this would not be lifi sha'a, rather it would be long-term, Therefore, elaporkan benachas shali shavru. You just have to try and take off whatever the objects are, whatever the load is, from the donkey lightly so that it does not break. However, you cannot let it remain on the donkey because of tzar balechayim. We should point out that the Baralacha quotes many Rishonim, including the Rif, the Rush, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, who all hold that Bitul Kli Mehechano is not Nitcha, even B'makom Hefsed Merubah.